As of February 2013, the Italian economic situation seems to be in crisis again following a split election. Let's take a closer look at exactly what is going on in the case of Italy in particular. For background, note that Italy is coming off a situation where it had a caretaker government led by Monti. This government was relatively popular with Germany and many of the other countries in the Eurozone, but it was not that popular among Italians. The government raised taxes a fair amount, it cut spending a bit, and overall the Italian economy has continued to be sluggish. Given that Monti did so poorly in the February elections, it seems that Italians don't actually see that light at the end of the tunnel. The Italian economy has had a very poor growth performance, and just to make this clear, if you look at per capita income here in about the late 90s, well, it's actually the same, more or less, as per capita income in Italy today. So think of that as there having been almost 15 years where, in terms of per capita income, Italy has not been making forward progress. If you look at the longer-term picture, from the 1960s through the 1980s, Italy was overall a country with a good record in terms of economic growth. Yet, something has gone wrong. Slow economic growth and poor demographics and continued government spending has meant that Italy now has a debt-to-GDP ratio, which many consider untenable, that is right now about 120%. As a very rough rule of thumb, Rogoff and Reinhardt suggest that debt becomes a serious problem at about 90%, so Italy is now well past that point. Italy is also having export problems, and in part that stems from relatively high real Italian wages. Here are unit labor costs for a number of Eurozone countries. If we look at the blue line here, that is Germany, and you can see that those unit labor costs are well below those of Spain, France, and Italy, and that is one reason why German exports have done so well. If you look at Spain, the red line, you see unit labor costs rising, but then falling quite a bit, so Spanish export performance actually during the crisis has seen some recovery. But if you look at the line for Italy, the purple line, those unit labor costs are basically still going up, as is the case with France, the green line, and thus Italy and France share a common problem that they do not have their labor costs under control for export markets. Now, just to thicken the plot, Italy is running what is called a primary surplus. A primary surplus means that they're on their own pulling in enough money to cover budget items other than interest payments on the debt. Right now, Italy's primary surplus is estimated at about 3-4%, which gives them actually quite a cushion. That means that at least in principle, Italy could default on some or all of its debt without having to raise taxes or cut spending. Furthermore, to the extent Italy is raising taxes, they're doing so to pay off past debt. And if they didn't have to pay off that past debt, they wouldn't have to be raising taxes or engaging in austerity. If you take away interest payments, the Italian government budget is self-sustaining. This again means that they are possibly more likely to default. A country which does not have a primary surplus, if it defaults, well, they then have a problem. No one will then lend them more money, and they still have to make up for their budget or part of their budget somehow, and they still will have to raise taxes or cut spending. Given the results of the election, we now have in Italy a great difficulty of assembling a coalition, and if we put all of the elements together, what we have is slow growth in economic terms. We have high debt, which has been there for a while. We have unpopular government. We have government which now does have a possible option on a default because they are running a primary surplus. And we have a power vacuum because it's not clear who is in charge or who will be in charge. And put all together, that is a very dangerous mix of elements. The next question, it seems, is what will the European Central Bank do? As you'll see later in this class, there's a program called Outright Monetary Transactions, through which the ECB promises to monetize the debts of troubled nations. But to be eligible for this program, a nation is supposed to be undergoing a formal bailout with formal means of assistance. This is not currently the case with Italy. So what will happen? Well, stay tuned.